There it is.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, gentlemen. This is Purda Fantasy Football Cast, Season 1, Episode 5, Week 4, Fantasy Football in the Books. I am your host, Kyle Bolander. My co-host this evening, guest appearance in the garage himself,
Cody Awesome.
Cody Awesome. And joining us from the great city of Burnsville, shout out to Rax.
Represent hometown.
Represent.
Burn it down.
Jordy.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for being back 2 weeks in a row. What'd you think of it last week?
Loved it. Never want to leave. Want to be back every week.
Jordy, you had to come back this week. Some nice things happened last week. You want to talk about what happened? Let's get right into it.
The people need to know. It's comeback season.
Come back.
It was nice. Come back. You know, it was nice, and it came down to Monday night.
You know, and who wants to stay up till 10 o'clock? Watching Danny Dimes? Nobody. But you know what? Did I watch all 60 minutes of that football game? Sure did.
Ugh. Was it worth it?
It was awful, but yes, it was worth it. Oh, was it hard to watch, though?
Football rooting against somebody?
Huh?
Did you watch all that rooting against somebody? Kenneth Walker?
I respect
it. Oh, 100%. And this is the thing, though. 100% was not wishing for injury at all, though. Never will wish an injury upon anyone. I like K-9, didn't want him to get hurt. Just didn't want him to get a touchdown.
But you're dedicated to the cause, and that's the kind of dedication it takes to come out on top.
You know, I mean, my dedication won the week in fantasy football. Wasn't a shoestring tackle. Was me. It was me at home.
No, the fuck it wasn't. It was a shoestring tackle and a bullshit call on a non-tackle.
What, you know?
What really stood out?
How about this? How about... what's his face? Noah Fant steps out of bounds. Instead, they don't call him stepping out of bounds, and he gets to fall at the 1 yard line, and you get to go from negative points to 6 points immediately in the second.
For what it's worth, Jordy, I think I told you to take Lamar out.
Yes, you did, but at the same time, I also didn't like Lamar against the Browns. Like, the Browns defense was nice. But I was on my way home from golf, didn't really have time to really think about the fact is that Deshaun Watson was out. Lamar was going to have the ball all game. Probably should have made the switch there.
Well, congrats to you. Big win. Well deserved.
Feels good. Feels good. Feels good to do it against Kyle, who has just been putting me down all year. You know, how's it feel, Kyle? You know, you're still on top, so I can't say too much. But you know what? When you lose to the slime, you start falling back.
Even more so, Jordy, you didn't let me down.
I mean, this –
I picked you.
I had the faith. I appreciate the faith.
Right into the goal zone.
Yep. I really appreciated the faith.
Get a rubber on. You put a rubber on today?
He put a rubber on.
I put a rubber on for Kyle because no one wants to get what he's got.
Raw dog.
All right.
He didn't raw dog me.
Well,
I was treating him like a nice prom date, you know.
Winner's circle. What was the next matchup?
Oh, the next matchup we had was Lil PP team versus Walk with a Waddle.
Cody, how are you feeling after that?
That was an actual shit.
That was your butthole of Walk
with a Waddle.
Yeah. You will. Now, could you even see the little PP with the beating you put him down?
No. It was smaller than Aiden's.
Wow. I mean, that's a small peepee.
Yeah. It was like that meme on that black dude with the big hammer.
Barry?
And, yeah, Barry. And my little kid, Aiden, that was just like...
that. I mean,
comparison.
Even if you take the 50 nugget away from McCaffrey, he still wins.
I've been saying all along PPs is in trouble with them running backs.
I mean, I've been trying to throw running backs at him for Travis Kelce.
Away from having the right guy in. and Olave didn't do dick.
With Dallas D scoring 26 points, he couldn't get 100. That might be a record.
Kyron Williams 27, McCaffrey 48, Richardson 29, AJ Brown 38.
So
that's nasty.
You want to hear something funny too?
Nasty.
Going into the noon games, I had 6 points with two people down. I had two people on the play and had 6 points. I was like, well, that league's over. Mm. And I end up,
wild.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, I've been trying to throw running backs at him for Travis Kelce, and the guy just keeps saying no.
Why do you still continue to play Kyle Pitts?
I don't have anybody else, I don't think.
Drop him.
There's got to be somebody that you literally can get from the quick trip down the road that's better than Kyle Pitts.
Holding out hope for the last 2 years, so why stop now? I'll probably have to pick somebody up. I ain't dropping. There's hope.
That's true.
But I should stop starting him.
It's
he's
really
so bad
out there.
He's yeah.
Not.
I mean, he's not bad. His coach is bad.
Cody, AJ Brown, Williams, McCaffrey, fucking booty cheek.
One thing I will say is he has talked all year about how great DJ Moore is, how great he is, and then he puts him on the bench when he finally blows up.
I'm a big DJ Moore fan.
When you have him started.
Look at that squad, man. Who are you going to start DJ Moore over?
Aaron Jones.
I could have, but.
Yeah, Aaron Jones 100%.
But
yeah, Aaron Jones 100%.
Okay, after watching A.J. Dillon try and carry that offense, you ever think I'm going to bench Aaron Jones again? He wasn't 100% last week. And he probably shouldn't have played him. He probably shouldn't have played.
That's a manager IQ play.
But if you ever get rid of Aaron Jones.
I'll say the boys did like that offense. Shouts out to the squad for.
Is anyone trying to get Aaron Jones from you?
Oh, this is a bait. We'll address this later.
I'll tell you what. I mean, when your quarterback and your two running backs actually beat the entire other team, we can't really give them shit about Aaron Jones.
Yeah, very true. Thank you.
Very true. Moving on. Mar-a-Lago versus what's under the towel. Projections 129.3 to 109.9. Mar-a-Lago comes out on top.
And they both disappointed the
projections. Significantly.
I mean, that's a back-to-back week of nothing's really under the towel.
Know what's under the towel. The two running backs went down hard in week two. We're in rough shape. This is
and you're starting Geno Smith.
Salvage mode.
You're starting Geno Smith.
This is where we see where the real man comes out.
I can see Barkley and Nick Chubb on that team and not even helping much.
Oof. Just comes on brutal.
Myers is concussed beyond belief.
His wide receiver, too, is Jacoby Myers.
He's got Godwin on the bench. Yeah. Why is he not in the fucking lineup?
Especially
with Evans having to go against Lattimore. That's free pickings for Godwin all day.
All day, every day.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, he needs to change it to dumpster fire. That's what his team is.
I mean, again, another player I tried to trade some depth to for an injured player, and nothing came back in return. This is the team I sent you that trade earlier. It was a brutal trade. It ain't happening.
Poor managed.
What did you offer?
No, what did he offer? Remember what I said.
You said you offered a trade.
I tried to offer him. Hold on. Let's go back. Let's go back in the evidence.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Where it starts getting.
So he wanted to get from me Jonathan Taylor, Devontae Smith, Zach Moss, Tua, and Jared Cook. All right. And that was just this past weekend. So he's going to have Jonathan Taylor this week. All he was going to give me was Vagino Smith, David Njoker, Godwin, Lockett, and an injured Barkley.
So Barkley's coming back. You should have started with that. Godwin's decent. Okay.
Well, okay. I mean, you can paint yourself a victim here. But
I am going to say also, he's also offering a trade to the 0-3 dude whose team has looked like dick. Like, he might be thinking, I'm just...
But, like, how has my team looked like dick, Micah? I've had 160 points scored against me every week.
Well, make it 140. You still lose.
Not this week.
The team's fine. It's just had a rough couple weeks. There's no need to panic.
You could have got Barkley.
Right. I'm just saying. Juan is.
It's fine.
I mean, I think you're looking too much into it. However,
I think if you look at anybody on the New York Giants, I don't really want to touch him.
Meant to be countered. Like, somebody puts feelers out there. Like, hey,
all right. There's a lot different than a feeler and like a. I don't even know how to counter this.
Then just reject it.
Oh, you? What do you think we're doing?
What are you guys talking about over there?
Ended by a trade.
Well, somebody's just insulting your intelligence.
Saquon is a big piece. That's 18 when he's healthy, at least, to probably 35.
Have you seen that offense?
I'm a Saquon fan, but...
I'm a big Saquon guy.
I am, too. I have him in another league.
We're happy for you.
Really, however, him and McCaffrey are the same person.
You shut your mouth.
I mean,
you shut your mouth with that.
Same thing when he was in Carolina, and then he just decided, "Oh, I'm going to be hurt all the time." Now he's on a good team. He plays hard.
If somebody needs a top 15 running back, I got four of them.
Then we had Jamara Lago, and he's finally coming alive a little bit.
Yeah, let's get back to the matchup. Get back to the matchup.
Finally coming around.
Is Jamar, he won two right now? Is he starting to heat
up?
Yeah,
he's starting to heat up. Jamar Chase is first, as is showing signs of.
Oh, that team. Joe Burrow is just quarterback. Rough.
Weeds, what?
He started last week?
Didn't Chase suck last week?
14? He had a rough week, but he had 14.
14.
He's been nickel and dunking. He's been getting just a lot of receptions.
Big week from Josh Jacobs, finally.
He went on camera saying he's always fucking open.
Jalen Hurts. So
Jalen Hurts had a big day. Connor likes to finger fuck people in the mouth.
That was wild.
Did you see that video? What was he upset about? Google James Connor confrontation.
If you Google James Conner mouth fucks, you'll find it.
It's actually quite James Conner
inside another man. What was the next matchup?
Next matchup, team the best team.
Ooh. Oh my god, this might be an all time. This might be a historic low.
Let's go back. Picks are for Jamara Lago were Micah, Kyle. And Jordy.
Yep. Who picked on the little PP walk with a waddle?
PP walk with a waddle. What?
What were the picks?
Oh, the picks for PP walk with a waddle were Micah picked PP team, he was wrong. And then Kyle and...
So you're telling me I'm 3-0 right now?
You're 3-0 right now.
Looking good, looking good.
Looking hot. All right, where are we at?
We're the best team.
Hopkins on this dick, a 133 team, the best team, 68. Big trade.
Wow.
We need to talk about this, especially now that you have me and Cody together, who definitely don't like shitty trades.
So he's the number one rated running back in fantasy football.
There is a veto option.
You know, I got a lot of shit on this podcast first night, I think, for running a corrupt fantasy basketball league.
Oh, dude, we not compare. That trade was in.
I'm not going to lie, Cody. That trade was much worse.
First two picks.
Hold on. First of
a fifth, seventh, and 13th.
Absolutely.
Round.
It was a terrible trade. But
it got vetoed by the league.
It wasn't a commission. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
No, yes, it did.
Yeah, it did.
When the vetoes were at 40%. That's.
What?
Well, go fuck yourself.
And then it got to like 5 after he changed it, but the whole everybody was like already bitching about it.
Absolutely. Let's just drop it.
That's not comparable.
I think after that I got 3 threatens to quit.
No, there was at least 4 threatens to quit. They're half the league.
More than half the league.
2, I think, threats on my children and And the fact that this trade almost went through without even a mutter until Jordy piped in is a disgrace.
You piped in first.
Okay.
Jordy did. I fed it to Jordy.
Exactly. Hold on. No, this is the thing. I was thinking about it. Cody approached me with it, and I'm like, you know what? I've got some backing. I'll spark the fire.
Kyle caught him after a liter of whiskey, like six IPA.
I call that shenanigans. It is a blood for blood trade.
He looked
against and a drunk person.
You gotta think he's blood and blood. Also, is this Kellen's? Is this Kellen's first year playing?
No.
Yeah.
They're playing Buffalo. They're losing.
They're terrible. Just really terrible trade.
Bad trade.
And that's all there is to it. You know, I was mostly disappointed.
I don't like the trade myself.
I was mostly disappointed that there wasn't more of a ruckus. You know,
so,
after experiencing death.
Can I defend myself?
Yeah, is that an option?
Absolutely. In this free world we live in? I offered him.
You took advantage of your justification.
So he declined that trade. I offered him Mostert and Cup, and he said, hey, change the guy. He denied it. I was like, okay.
You mean he acknowledged facts from the beginning?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. However, who do you want? Do you want Kenneth Walker? Do you want Ramondre Stevenson? Like, what? How did it? Want this guy, Miami, you never know. And then he countered back with that trade, and I accepted it.
You took advantage of a drunk brother.
Well, I hope
there's no excuses.
Eckler comes back strong. Because otherwise, there's some rough seas ahead. Hopkins on this dick coming alive. Dick numbers.
Derrick Henry season has started.
I like the negative six by the D2.
A little bit of Brock Purdy. And Gabriel Davis.
Still destroys him.
Gabe Davis was a nice little flex play.
That, I mean, he picked up Brock Purdy because of the quarterback struggles.
Finally benched Justin
Fields. As Justin Fields drops a 28 nugget.
How do you not start anybody against that Denver defense?
Justin Fields comes out and throws four touchdown passes. Danny Dimes is a clunk, dude. He needs to fucking be dropped amongst every person in this league.
There's not a logical reason to have him as a quarterback on
your
team.
Absolutely not.
Except for he steals runs, he might just turn into Lamar and run.
Danny Dimes.
He did run for like 70 yards, still only scored 8.
How they spend 11 sacks. How they spent money on Danny Dimes over Saquon Barkley. I get the position.
The Vikings made him look like a genius.
But Saquon, didn't he run for over 100 and a couple touchdowns too? That game?
I don't want to get into that. I had a big conversation about that.
And it's,
like,
the
it's
Vikings.
Insulting that Saquon didn't get paid in Danny Dimes.
It is.
Just before we go into the next match, we'll get the picks here. But Team Best Ball, Kellen, hit me up. I would love to get Eckler from you and give you some depth. Come talk to me.
Hola. Okay, Team the Best Team was picked by your co-host, Micah. And boy from Bernie,
and
Jordy.
I did too?
Kyle was the only one with the correct pick for his work boy.
Oh, that's bad on me.
Okay. Let's go.
Juice gets his first wrong pick. And Kyle's 3-1. And
I think I remember because he had Fields in the lineup, and I didn't like Fields and Henry and Pacheco, and they fucked me.
Well, that's why you got to understand the man, the myth, the legend. That is John Villa. Moving on. Gridian on your ass.
And he
fuck
did.
Debo.
Fuck Debo's nuts.
Man, that was rough. And it wasn't just you know, poor outing.
You didn't even have anything on the bench either. Like, just bad all-around team effort.
That sucks, dude.
Poor effort from the squad.
Well, Devontae was, like, hurt for, like, a couple drives, right?
He didn't even catch a pass.
No.
How? Did he even get a target? I saw him the third.
He had three rushing attempts, and I think that was it. He's hurt, though.
Herbie came alive, broke a finger.
Debo did not get a target.
But he's got a week to recover.
Debo didn't get one target.
I hit the panic button. Panic. Debo's doing their thing. Why would I? Had a big week.
Why would you start Debo when he's banged up against Arizona? You know he wasn't going to have to go full speed.
Sometimes it ebbs and flows a little bit.
Brandon Ayuk's back. That's a bad managerial call. Didn't matter regardless.
Justin Jefferson. Just the same thing every week.
That guy's unreal.
It's crazy.
You want to hear something funny? In a different league that I'm playing against Justin Jefferson, between his two wide receivers and his tight end, there was 7 touchdowns scored.
And how about Russell Wilson coming alive? That pisses me off a little bit.
I also, you know, I don't even know if this is a bold statement anymore.
Who had the other touchdowns?
So I played against Justin Jefferson, who had 2. Cole Kmet, who had 3. And then he also had Stephon Diggs, who had 3. So actually, I think it was 8 touchdowns between 3 players.
That's nasty. Well done, that person.
It was, no, Cole Kmet had 2, Diggs had 3, Jefferson had 2. So 7 between the 3. It was Mr. Brice Halo. Rest in peace, his Achilles. Good luck with your surgery tomorrow.
Can we just talk about the managerial move, though, to sit?
Coming back.
Josh Allen.
Coming back, Russell Wilson. And looking at it, the worst part is
that's back-to-back weeks of sitting Josh Allen.
Not only that, he had Josh Allen and Montgomery on the bench. He could have did me dirty. So, gritty.
He sat Josh Allen last week, too.
His squad is 4-0. Question all we want. But
Tommy Corona gives 0 fucks, and I love it.
Is Tommy Corona checking his lineup here, or what?
Yeah, he's doing his shit.
I think he just says, I have Justin Jefferson. I don't care.
Tommy 2 chains, Tommy 2 IPAs. Tommy.
Hold on. He also has one of, looks like he's looking like one of the lowest points scored against him, too. So he's not getting a lot of people scoring against him.
Well,
I think he's got the most points.
Have fun when you play him.
Yeah, wins are wins.
He does have the most points scored, though. So, I mean, dude's putting up buckets every night.
Micah, you're 2nd points scored.
Yeah, last week definitely influenced that, I will say.
That was me this week.
What
do we have for picks this final game?
Well, on that last game, I picked Gridian on your ass.
Keep Gridian, Tommy Corona. Keep Gridian.
Kyle finished, looks like 4-1 in picks. That's pretty wild. I had myself. Raw Dog took me, Juice, you took me. I let the squad down.
I tried to have faith in the boy, and the boy let me down.
The way she goes. Next week, what do we got lined up?
Which game you got first?
Top of the list, we got – keep in mind, some people still got, like they got to go in and look, make some moves. I imagine some waivers will come in.
Some waivers tonight. What is it? Tomorrow night? Tonight.
First week of buys, yeah.
Waivers happen tonight, overnight. Get your waiver picks in. First on the list, this could be the matchup of the week. Gridian on your ass, still 4-0. Kissing Cousins. Ooh. 3-1, I believe.
I mean, this is big.
Sitting in 2nd. Is that where you're at? Nope.
Yeah.
3rd behind Hopkins on the.
I mean, he's tied for 2nd.
Yeah, but Hopkins put numbers.
That's true.
Never know.
This is a big matchup.
What are we looking at here? Thoughts on the matchup?
Wouldn't that be something?
Kyle, can you switch out Kenneth Walker quick so we can see what you're looking at?
Just did it, boo.
All right, got to update it. Be right back.
I have to update Evans, but from the outside looking in.
This is tough. I mean,
it's still not great.
I mean, Justin Jefferson's going to have to put up a big game for us to even tackle Kansas City.
Well, he's going to. He always does.
It's going to be a shootout.
He's proven that already.
It's going to be a shootout.
Mike Evans, that'll get swapped out, so that's going to change.
You know Josh Allen's coming in over Russell Wilson, who's going against the Jets.
I just think.
You think?
Gridian might keep on rolling.
I'm going to pick Gridian.
I'm going Gridian.
I think
Kyle, you could maybe make some moves. I'm not sure what you're gonna do, but
I think the fantasy football gods punish Kyle for taking advantage of his intoxicated brother. He gets raped.
I'll tell you what, I don't like your matchups, Kyle. You got Pollard versus San Fran, you got Garrett Wilson versus never mind, that's Denver. He'll go off. Unless you make a move, I got to go with Gridden, too.
That's fair. Huh? That's fair.
Mark Andrews, I guess, watch those knees, buddy.
I've been giving all the respect to Gridian on your ass all year. Brother, I love you. I'm picking daddy. Kissing cousins.
Well, we can already mark Kyle down for a loss there.
You know, karma better fucking come around.
The score, it's got to be like 3 each way.
Oh, now you're bargaining with me?
Yeah,
who's Rod Doggin choosing, Jordy?
You know how impossible that is?
I'm going to go with Gridian on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That takes us to the second matchup of the week. And now we actually
have some, everyone else.
That makes sense.
Well, maybe not. Some numbers for one team, not so much for the other.
Next one is Walk with a Waddle and Watts under the towel. Without even looking, I'm picking anyone against Watts under the towel.
Wow.
Watts is the first team we're talking about projected for some real numbers. 126.2.
Ooh-hoo!
Yeah. We're looking at some real stuff
here. With zero defense.
I'm 100%. I mean, you
hopefully coming back. We'll see. You got to find a QB here.
You got CMC actually going against a real matchup, so the dude's actually going to play the whole game. You can chalk him up for a guaranteed touchdown.
Cody?
Yeah, I'm going to go with myself here, too. I know I just shit on what's under the towel, but
what's under the towel has nothing going on.
Not have me lose this one.
Yeah, Walk with the Waddle. It's going to be, I get if this is the thing. If Walk with the Waddle loses this game, biggest upset in the league.
Yeah, I can't argue it, I guess.
I thought last weekend was the biggest upset in the league, but, I mean, we can put this as a close second.
You know what?
On this Ditka versus Lil PP team, Micah, what are we looking at?
Hopkins on this Ditka, they're looking at 114.8. Derrick Henry, Pichiku, Diggs, DeAndre Hawkinson. Spar's looking pretty solid.
DeAndre Hawkinson.
What a hybrid.
Hopkins and then Hawkinson. The beers are getting to me. And then PPs.
Little peepees.
Big projections, but we'll see what happens.
Big projections, little.
This is a tough. Little this is a tough one to dictate.
I do not like the running backs ever, and that's like always the problem.
Going with my nephew, John Villa Hopkins on this Ditka. Rhino is a big believer in your team, but they have shit the bed. You can agree with me.
Breece Hall plays Denver. He's going to get 25 plus.
No, he's not.
Yep. I'm going to go with the upset, too. I'm going with the little PP boys.
I'm going with little PP boys, too.
Yep. Not, I'm with Cody.
Not a chance because of Breece Hall.
I'm going little PP.
I don't believe Olave puts up 1.9 or whatever he did again.
You think Breece Hall at least gets his 12.6 points?
Breece Hall going to have a solid game against Denver.
But I'll stick with little PPs.
Oh, so 3-1 here. Big point for Kyle.
Big point one. I think I'm just light years ahead of everyone.
And next up we got putting the rubber on. Is the rubber off?
We're going to have to change the name. Typically, I don't like to change names after the a win, but we're going to have to change it. I haven't decided how we want to go with it.
Well, we got putting a rubber on, 123.2. Jamara Lago, 126.5.
It's gonna be a battle.
Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts.
You should start Tua.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Against solid. New York, and
I actually have tempted to start Tua against New York. It's you tough, but
Lamar
like
in Pittsburgh,
Tua might be benched at halftime after that.
That's the problem with that, and like Lamar rushing touchdowns are worth more than passing touchdowns.
For what it's worth, Jamar Chase was not happy. He wants the rock. I think they're going to make that happen. Jacobs might be coming alive. I'm going with Jamara Lago.
Wow. Give me faith last week. I put faith in you last week, and you backstabbed me like that.
I'm not a Pierce fan. I think Kittle's washed, especially against Dallas. I'm going to go putting a rubber on whoever he's putting a rubber on for this week. But I'm going to go with putting a rubber.
You're picking Jordy?
I am.
Wow.
Cass is always supposed to go against Jordy here, but
wow. H-A will be intriguing.
I respect it, Cody.
This is your commissioner in case I
He's
die.
Not going to start Casey's defense. I mean, defense are stupid anyways.
Casey, that's Casey's D is getting dropped. Casey's D is getting dropped.
Jordy, who are you taking?
I mean, obviously, you're dumb to not take yourself. And it is going to be a battle. This is a tough matchup because this team's nice. But hopefully, I'm going to try to make some trades before this week comes. But we're going to take myself. I like my matchups. It's going to be a battle, though. I bet you this is going to be the highest scoring match of the week.
I think this is going to be a shootout.
I think it's, again, another week where I'm going to go against a high scorer and I just have to put up points. You know, we got Puka. No cup this week, most likely.
Well, he'll be there against Philly. I promise that.
You think Cup's coming back against Philly?
I don't.
I think Puka's going to get the targets.
Oh yeah. And so, would love to get rid of Goddard just because I don't like two Philly boys. So, you know, come at me with some trades. I mean, he's pennies.
Is it because you don't like the Philly boys, or is it because he's the 29th ranked tight end right now in the
Kyle,
league?
Who are you taking?
Both. More of the 29th ring tight end.
All right, we got a split there.
Yeah.
Ooh, the boys are just lit tonight.
What do we got next matchup? Final matchup for the evening.
Fact Debo, 106.6, team the best team, 70.8.
I mean, if all of us don't take Fuck Debo, we're all idiots.
A lot of buys. 121.6
to 70.8.
All right, and so Pickens goes up.
Eckler comes back.
Brown.
I think Eckler plays. I think he practices at the end of the week. I think he'll play.
He's on bye. Doesn't matter if he plays.
Oh, good call.
Good manager.
Tell you what, Team Best Ball, I'm going to give you some players to start this week. You need a win. Give me Eckler, and I'll give you players to start this week.
I'm stamping Mike up pretty hard on this one.
Yeah, it's the bye week that sucks. It's unfortunate, Kellen. It just hits you at that stage.
I mean, is he winning if he isn't on bye week? Hell,
I mean, if he has his guys back, like Metcalf and Cooper and Eckler, and
it's a different story.
And he's got Pickens. I mean,
Pickens,
you're a good team.
If you're kind of really getting hyped about Pickens,
boys, be real.
What?
Pickens is a guy.
Who's throwing him the rock?
Since when is Pickens real deal? It's like comparing Drake London and Pickens here. I mean,
comes down to both are great wide receivers. Their quarterbacks are terrible.
Very cool.
Pickens could be a guy.
If I'm starting an NFL franchise,
Drake London could also be awesome, but not with that.
On any quarterback I want, I will take Drake London 10 out of 10 over George Pickens.
Ooh, that's tough. I don't know. Pickens has got talent.
I am. Pickens makes highlight real plays. That's it. That's what I said. If you could start any, if you're a GM and you could pick one, be like, hey,
the point is
I need to team up with Pickens. I don't. I don't think anything's great with Pickens.
25% chance Pickens goes nuts on me.
Yeah,
and it's going to take an 80-yard touchdown to do it.
That's true.
But would I love to see it go down, Micah? Yes, but it ain't happening.
I mean, I'm picking your team, Micah. Yeah, like hands down.
I know. I just don't like talking about it. I feel like that 80-yard touchdown right off the rip is going to just.
He might. He's always a threat to someone.
Are you giving pre-excuses, Micah?
Yeah, he is.
God, no. I'm a cheek beater.
Are you doing pre-excuses?
Have you seen my point scored?
Have you seen my point scored against?
Yeah, you deserve it.
Why do I deserve it?
You tell me.
I'm a nice person.
You know what? We'll see. Which team are you choosing?
Oh, I'm 100% taking you.
All right.
Yeah, that one.
Kellen's the upset of the week.
If Kellen wins, that would be the
upset. That would be the upset of the week, actually. Yeah, I take my statement back.
Game of the week is
Game of the Week has got to be.
Boy.
No. I think Micah's. Or not Micah's. Jordy's. I think Jordy's is the game of the week.
It was between me.
That top of the leaderboard matchup.
But, like, you got 4-0 versus 3-1 with a pretty high output probably. Like, it's tough. Like, you got 1-3 and a 2-2 battling out with points, but you got 4-0 and 3-1.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. I think the closest matchup will be Jordy and Matt.
Yep.
On the most important, an upset, it's definitely an upset Kyle and Tommy Corona. Yeah, that one's the most important. Like, yeah. You guys are right.
I mean, I just want to let you know I'm one win away from fourth place. So I mean, we're in it still.
All right.
You know,
picks are in.
Picks are in. Since we got Cody here, Cody, is there anything you wish to add or rule changes or anything like that? Part of the league.
I think it's been mentioned before. The budget, the free agent budget.
The fab money.
This is some rookie shit on waivers. It's kind of a rookie mistake here.
Okay.
Other than that,
no, I know this. I know this isn't everybody's cup of tea.
Everybody's want to expand, but I like the 10 teams. It makes it fun.
10 teams is nice because you do get a little bit more depth.
It's different too. I'm always in 12 team leagues, so I like the 10. It makes it
higher points.
Yeah. It makes it cooler. It makes your team look better.
Yeah.
Always nice to have that every once in a while. So no.
Big Dick Barry swing.
Get some action. Let's see some trades.
Okay. So with that said though, 10 team leagues are harder to trade in. Because why would I trade for depth? Like, why would people trade for depth usually?
Well, and so me and Cody had talked about this too, is as much as like two quarterback leagues kind of change the dynamics of the league, it actually puts a priority on quarterbacks. So, like, me, who has Lamar Jackson and Tua has no value to anybody. But if we were a two-quarterback league, Tua would have a ton of value.
About shit.
Cody denies ever.
I don't remember talking about this one, but I think I just told you I don't give a shit about quarterbacks in one quarterback league.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, we just didn't address it specifically. But, yeah, I did say that.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not I like a super flex league just because, like, you can put whatever you want there. Makes, like, those middle tier quarterbacks more important.
But I think this league is more, it's going to be based on the future, continue to grow in a way, not with perhaps people. I personally like the 10 team league. But grow and expand in rules or
how
it's run or
give us an example.
So if people wanted to add an extra quarterback, if they wanted to flex, if they wanted to have keepers.
Yeah, you want to keep the core intact but change the dynamics of the league.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. And I think we have a good group of 10 guys here that
will never argue against a dynasty league if we really want to do this.
No, I think we're
the
average Joe's type league. Okay.
Absolutely not.
We're not going to be reading about college transcripts or anything like that. I don't have the fucking time or the patience for that. I think if we wanted to do, you know, a keeper league, that would be something a little more realistic.
Now, if we were to do a keeper, I've been in keeper leagues where you can only keep the player for one additional year, which then kind of allows you. So, like, if say you get Justin Jefferson, you don't get to keep him for his entire career.
Yeah.
I would say redraft over keeper.
Yeah, I'm typically a redraft guy. Now, what are our thoughts on that auction?
We'll have the end of the year party to vote on this shit.
Vote on it.
What are the boys' thoughts on an auction league? I love me an auction league, but it's not everybody's cup of tea.
I'm a fan, and we'll pitch that baby.
I love auctions.
You get every chance to get whatever player you want.
Yep.
I really don't care. I do both. I like them.
Gotcha. I do like a good snake draft, though. Snake drafts are fun when you get dialed up for it. It's a roll of the dice. You don't know who you're going to get. It's kind of fun.
Very good time.
Yeah, let me talk about everything.
I enjoy it.
So, I understand it's a long podcast today, but
we have four people, half the league.
Two other folks in the league.
Anything else you want to talk
coming
about?
In? Cody, is there anything you have plans on, like any party or trophy commencements, anything like that?
I had not thought about it. I thought that was your guys' job.
It is, but
yeah, you guys are commissioners.
We're for the league, so do you have any?
No, I don't commission leagues anymore because I don't want to make those decisions. I love your guys' decisions here.
Micah did confirm he's in for NBA 2023/24.
So hey, he's running that. Don't cross platform our.
I ain't running that garage shit.
Cast, so
I don't want any more death threats.
Anyways, other than that, Cody, thank you so much for making the trip out to the garage. Jordy, thank you so much for being flexible with time. Calling in, love having you.
Absolutely. Just like to shout out to Rack Sports Bar and Grill, classy establishment.
Rack Sports Bar and Grill for your pull tab and small titty needs. All of action. Micah, any final words?
We're good.
Micah needs to leave.
We're good. Have a great night, everyone. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.